Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back to it. Chris Ello and Matt Scraby today with Tony Gwynn Jr. Idol. Tony will be back tomorrow for a full four-hour show. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan, 3:01 is the time. We got to get right to it because our Daily Gambit has a bunch of stuff in it. Before we get to that, though, quick headline update. Roki Sasaki, we've been talking about it quite a bit on the show today, that he was in San Diego over the weekend. Jeff Passan, who knows as much as anybody, I would think, Scrabe,
yeah,
says that it is officially now down to three teams. And that's it. Dodgers, Padres, or Blue Jays. Decision to be made within the next 10 days. January 23rd. Although the window opens on Wednesday.
Yes.
So he has basically from Wednesday to Wednesday to decide or make his announcement.
Wouldn't you just want to make the announcement and move on with your life?
It would help, you know, make my life a little easier if he would
Yeah, I'm saying if you're Roki.
He's got to say Padres. If he says any other team, then I don't care what he does.
But I will throw my
If it's Dodgers, we're okay. Don't say it, Chris. Don't put it out.
Yeah,
there.
Don't put it out there. We just erased it.
That's the latest there. Mike McCarthy is out as Dallas Cowboys coach, and tonight it's Vikings Rams final first round playoff game. We'll have it for you on 97.3 The Fan, beginning coverage at 4:30 from Phoenix or Glendale, Arizona. Our good, bad, and ugly of the first five NFL football playoff games is coming up at the bottom of this hour. Right now, Scraby, Daily Gambit. Me.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We're going to go over the bets we made last week.
Don't do what Scraby did, even though he won. You did a five-team parlay, and you're
excited.
We're
going to go over it.
I'm glad for you, but it was still...
I talk about my losses daily.
Yes, that's all the time.
I get a win, okay?
I know, but you lose a lot to win one. That's what I'm telling people. Be careful.
Yes, I agree.
What'd you hit?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Ohio State and Texas. Ohio State 6-point favorites last Friday. We all chose Texas. We were all wrong. 28-14.
We were one Ohio yard State. Away from being right.
It's true.
And then it went the other way.
The Thunder at the Knicks. Chris and I chose OKC. OKC 4-point favorite. OKC wins 126-101.
This was Friday night action, yes.
Yes. Now, Maryland and UCLA. Maryland with 5.5-point favorites over the weekend. I think it was on Friday.
It was Friday, yeah.
Chris and I chose Maryland because of the whole rant that Mick Cronin went on calling his team delusional. How did they respond? Well, they responded terribly. They lost 79-61.
And then he spent spent everything after that game calling the refs delusional.
Usually when you're throwing out words, you got to point that finger right back at yourself, sir.
I would think so. That's right. What is it when you point? There's three fingers pointing back at you.
At me, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he went off on the officials after that game. I mean, Mick, relax. Coach yes. your team.
Relax.
Yeah.
We did a bet on who had more rushing yards in their game, Lamar Jackson -7 or Josh Allen. I went Lamar Jackson. You guys went Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson had 81 yards -774. Josh Allen had 46.
Yeah.
So
Lamar
wins. Now, between the running backs, who had more rushing yards, Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry? And Saquon Barkley was -3. Chris and I chose Derrick Henry, and we took the right guy because he had 186 yards.
Pretty solid game. I tell you, the Ravens are tough to beat when they give him the ball. Again, we mentioned it last week. When they don't give him the ball, they lose. Hopefully John Harbaugh, for Raven fans, has figured that out.
I can't think of a better signing for a team in the last 10 years.
Pretty good.
It's changed everything about them because Derrick Henry is amazing.
And they were already good.
And they were already good. And they put him in, and they're really, really good. Now, people ask, how is Derrick Henry doing this? If you don't know, he puts millions of dollars into his body in the offseason and throughout the season. He's constantly changing his diets. He's constantly doing new,
King Henry, man.
He's just always doing something to get better.
Running right to the Hall of Fame, I say.
All right, final one. Passing yards. Who had more? Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts? Tony and I chose Jordan Love, and that's who won. 212. Yeah, Jordan Love had 212, so -7, 205. Jalen Hurts only 131.
Jordan Love had 205?
Yep.
Thought that's what he threw in interceptions.
Okay. That is true. And then here is my big old parlay.
Parlay win. Let's hear it.
This is a legal bet. So I put $15 on a 22 times boosted bet. Five legs.
I don't understand the 22 times boosted bet.
Because I'll tell you, C.J. Stroud, I chose over 13.5 rushing yards in the game. He had 42. And that happened early. And
so you were out of the way on that one.
There's nothing better than getting one out of the way early.
Right, unless he, tried to sweep and lost 42 yards, you were safe.
I was looking for that. Yeah. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver Chargers, here's the boosted. His real line was like 70-something yards. They said, do you want to go over 105.5 yards for Ladd McConkey and you get extra points?
And you did that.
And I did. He had 197 yards.
Well, he got 80 of it on that,
I know,
that catch.
Then Joe Mixon. Is it Joe Mixon?
Yes.
Joe Mixon. More than 70.5 rushing yards. He had 106.
I would have bet against Joe Mixon. I thought the Chargers were tougher than that, but they weren't, man.
Derwin James.
They got run over.
I said he's going to have more than 5.5 tackles plus assisted tackles. He had 7.
Okay.
Finally, George Pickens. More than 56.5 receiving yards. He had 87.
Winner.
That $15 gave me $330, baby.
Well, dinner is on you tonight.
Dinner.
There's no Chronicle, so right after the show, we can go out.
No
excuses.
Put that into my savings.
No excuses.
I already put it into my
savings. I just want to let you, that's a great win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But when you lose the next 18 in a row, that means that you've given the $300 back. I'm just telling
you. Absolutely. No, right. I know.
I'm just telling you.
And I didn't tell you about the one that I lost over the weekend.
Well, that's okay. Let's stick with your win.
Okay.
As far as our picks were concerned, real quick, Scraby was 4-1, but the one he missed was a 6-point game.
About the playoffs.
Yes, real quick. Yeah, Scraby took the Chargers, and he lost that. So he has 14 points despite a 4-1 record. Tony's 3-2, but has 15 points, and I didn't do well. 2-3, only 8 points. Tonight, Scraby and I have the Vikings. Tony has the Rams.
Basically, if the Vikings win, I win the week.
We'll
or
see
actually,
how it
we'll tie.
No, you would tie because you have a 1 point on the line tonight.
True.
Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But here's our picks for tonight. I think this is an interesting one right off the bat. Puka Nacua, -1 yard, receiving against Justin Jefferson.
Wait,
who are you going with there?
Oh. I was like, minus? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Puka,
-1,
Jefferson.
Mm.
So if you take Puka, he's got to get 2 more receiving yards.
Wow.
Then Justin Jefferson, one of the greats. I'm going to take Puka. I think the Rams are going to need to throw to him a bunch.
I think you're right.
In the game.
I think you're right. Puka's
really good.
He is. He's got amazing body control. Some of these catches where he gets 2 feet down, I didn't even think were possible.
Jefferson is great. No taking away. But a lot of times they go away from him for
some reason. Well, because everybody covers him.
Yeah.
I'll go Puka as well.
Okay. Now, this one seems like a gimme, but we'll see what you think. Sam Darnold, passing yardage, -20 yards, or Matthew Stafford? That means if you have to add 20 yards.
I know.
Who are you taking there?
I'm going to go Stafford. That 20
yards
seems
like a gimme.
Valuable. Seems very valuable.
Is Darnold going to really outpass Matthew Stafford even by 1 yard?
He could.
Let alone by 20.
He could. Well, I don't know about 20. I mean,
I can take Stafford also.
Yeah.
All right, into the NBA. Lakers are home to the Spurs. How are the Lakers doing these days? I haven't really checked in on them recently.
They're not good.
They're not bad. They're still sixth in the West, which gets them out of the play-in tournament, but they're 20-16. Spurs have been struggling. They're 18-19. Lakers favored by 4. Lakers at home. Spurs are not ready to win on the road. And you know what? I didn't realize that the Spurs, I automatically don't like them now.
Why?
I didn't realize this until I watched some highlights the other night. Chris Paul's on that team now.
Oh, yeah.
He's such so annoying.
I don't know why.
One of the most annoying athletes in all of sports.
Can't stand him.
It truly is. All right, who do you like? Lakers -4. Spurs in L.A.
Lakers -4.
Are they playing
Spurs
in L.A., actually?
No, I don't know about that.
Well, it says it's in L.A., so I haven't heard they're changing it. Clippers are also playing at home tonight, according to the schedule. Neither game has been moved or changed, according to this.
So why did the Rams have to move?
You brought up a good point as to why they needed to move.
Well,
too many first responders.
But these games have first responders, too.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
That is a little weird.
I will go... Lakers are going to play with heart. I'm going to go with Lakers.
All right.
Who did you take?
I took the Lakers also. Right. Ant-Man at the Wizards tonight. Ant-Man is our favorite. Minnesota Timberwolves. Talk about a guy that behaves really well on the court. You want your kids to watch Ant-Man.
He got fined again, didn't he?
God, is he out of control out there.
But I haven't seen this.
Can I say? 26.5 points for the Ant-Man tonight, Scrabe. You know what he does? He shows off that side of himself that he portrayed in that
Kermit
Adam Sandler movie that he was so good in
never
as the bad guy.
He was great in that. Kermit.
He was really good.
His name was Kermit.
But he channels that character out on the court sometimes.
That was one of the better movies I think I watched in the last couple years.
What was it actually called? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
We have to look it up. Go ahead. Make your pick.
The Wizards are awful.
Right.
So I'm going to say he's not in there long enough to get 27 points. I'm going to go under.
Interesting. Okay, I think he'll be in there long enough that if they try to take him out, he'll choke the coach, probably.
Is that, Latrell Sprewell?
No, yeah, that's what he
did.
When
I was a kid, that was a huge story when he choked P.J. Carlissimo.
That's a big story to everybody. All right, here UCLA's back in action tonight. Mick Cronin, who's he going to yell out after this game?
I don't know.
Bruins at Rutgers. This is what you get for going in the Big Ten. A trip to Maryland, followed by New Jersey. And then, have fun on the 6.5-hour flight home, UCLA. Anyway, that's what you get for going into the Big Ten. UCLA is favored, believe it or not.
Wow.
By 2.5 points.
How bad is Rutgers?
They can't be very good because UCLA is really struggling right now, and the players are delusional.
Yep.
He's got to win one. I'm going to take Mick Cronin tonight. Say his kids back him up.
Rutgers isn't too bad. They're 8-8.
Okay.
They're playing at Jersey Mike's Arena.
Yeah, it's at
Piscataway.
Piscataway.
I'm going to go with Rutgers.
Going to take the Scarlet Knights.
Yes.
And a boy. All right, one hockey game, because we haven't checked in on hockey in a
Hustle
while.
Hustle is the movie. Hustle. Thank
yeah,
you.
See that
Thank
movie?
You,
it's on
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
It's great.
Great movie. Hustle. If you like basketball at all, it's great. If you like Adam Sandler at all, it's great. Now, if you don't like those things, then you're not going to like it.
If you like great movies, it's
but
great.
It's a really good movie, and Anthony Edwards is kind of the bad guy, and he's very good
very
as the bad guy. Does a hell of a job. That's a I liked it. You liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, hockey tonight. Just to check in on the Pacific Division standings, Las Vegas, otherwise known as Vegas, right? They're the Vegas Golden Knights. Don't
VGK.
Call them. Don't call them Las Vegas. They're in first place by 2.5 games, but the Oilers and Kings are tied for second, and they play each other tonight in Edmonton. Talk about a road trip.
Yeah, that is a road
trip. Go to Edmonton if you're the Kings tonight. Edmondson's favored by 1.5 goals. Scraby.
I always like to check out the weather for some
I was
reason.
Just doing the same thing. Edmondson
39
weather.
39 degrees, not
it's,
too bad.
It's balmy in
Although
Edmondson
on Saturday,
today.
The or Sunday, the high is going to be -3. So.
Yeah, well, it was balmy today.
1.5 goals for the Oilers.
No, Edmondson's favored.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Oilers.
You're going to take them anyway. I'll take the Kings responding to the balmy weather outside. Okay, there we go. Our picks are in for the day. Let's take a break. When we come back, Aztecs kind of laid the proverbial egg, I must say, Saturday in Albuquerque. Talk about what went wrong for Brian Dutcher and company. Hey, look, we love the Aztecs more than anyone on this show. So when they play poorly, we got to call it out.
We do.
And they just did not play
this
well.
This isn't the Lakers. We just don't bury the Lakers whenever they don't play well. This is a shot at Tony
As
Good
in
Jr.
Tony, yeah, I won't even talk about him if they lose. But, yeah, I was disappointing day, but we'll talk about it when we come back. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're right back at you. 3:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby today. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol. He'll be back with us tomorrow, full 4 hours. Mañana. NCAA men's basketball new AP top 25 is out. Congrats to the Auburn Tigers. They're on top now. Chad Baker Mazzara, former Aztec, on that club.
I was going to say that name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, well, he's with Auburn. They're on top. There's no undefeated teams left now in college basketball. So Auburn's 15-1. Iowa State, number 2. I don't ever remember Iowa State getting that high in the rankings. Cooper Flagg had a 42-point game over the weekend for Duke. They're number 3. And then the SEC. Alabama, Florida, Tennessee. Tennessee fell to 6th after that 30-point beatdown against Florida. The Aztecs are not ranked, as you may have gathered.
Took themselves out of the running
they
over
did.
The weekend.
They really didn't play well Saturday. And, you know, here's what happened in my estimation. You have a lot of freshmen on this team. You have a lot of new guys. But freshmen, young guys, transfers, you're going to altitude for really the first time. And you're doing it at the Pit. And I don't think any player would admit this, but I think they were intimidated.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. They didn't play with their usual chest puffed out, you know? The Aztecs aren't arrogant, but they play confidently.
Yeah.
They kind of shrunk the other day.
Interesting.
And I'm going to say, I could be wrong because I'm not in their minds, but the pit, it can be so intimidating if you've never been there.
I haven't.
And I'll tell you one thing, as a broadcaster, I've been nervous my first couple of times in there, and I'm not even playing the game.
What is, why?
I don't know, because the people are just on you, and you just feel, you feel nervous for your team out on the floor for some reason. I felt it. Anyway, I thought that was kind of a part of it. Obviously, statistically, the rebounding was what absolutely destroyed them. New Mexico had 18 offensive rebounds. The Aztecs had 3. You can't give your opponent that many more opportunities to score than you have. New Mexico took 67 shots. The Aztecs took 48. So you can throw the rest of the stuff out. But if one team takes 20 more field goal attempts, they're probably going to win. They don't even have to make, you know, they're going to make 5 or 6 more out of 20, maybe more. Anyway, that's what beat them. The Aztecs didn't shoot great from 3 in the first half. They turned it over too much in the first half, but it was really the rebounding. And New Mexico just had one of those days. The ball bounced their way. The Aztecs could not get their hands on a rebound.
As a fan watching games, offensive rebounds are the most frustrating thing to
watch. Absolutely. When you play defense for 30 seconds and you bear down and a weak, bad shot goes up and then they get it and pass
right
it out
in, yeah,
and you're doing it again and it's happening the entire night or day, as in this case. It was just a tough day. But Brian Dutcher's teams, and this is going to be the challenge tomorrow night because they host Colorado State tomorrow night. The challenge tomorrow night, will they be able to shake it off? They're home to Colorado State, as I said. Last 38 games, after a loss, the Aztecs have won 34.
Ooh, okay.
That's incredible what Brian Dutcher just always does. It's not even like kind of. He's done this all the time. So, you know, we'll see if the Aztecs can just, you know, I think the word, which I don't really like, but the phrase is flush it.
Oh.
You know, never been a big fan of that, but you gotta
flush it.
You gotta flush the loss to New Mexico.
Turn
your attentions to the Rams tomorrow. Anyway,
I just forgot what I was gonna. Oh, speaking of Colorado State, we have tickets to give away during Chris vs. the Fans.
Yes.
So if you win that, you'll get some
tickets.
It's gonna
be a good game. Colorado State's always good. Always good. And it'll be a fun. It's always a great atmosphere at Viejas Arena. So you
how
can
was
win
your
some tickets. Stay
how
tuned
was your
for
trip? We didn't hear anything about the basketball last week. You were gone last week, but we didn't hear about what
the
happened.
Women lost one and won one and then lost one. Nat Martinez, the young lady who was in studio, was named the freshman of the week for the third time.
Third?
Yeah.
Wow.
Already. So good for her.
Hey, both sides of the men's and women's basketball programs have great freshmen because the men's team has had a few guys win and then the women's team had, she did 3 times.
She's won 3. Naomi, the other gal that came in, has won 2. So the
dang.
2 of them have combined for 5.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. But we had a lot of fun. I told you that the charter over there, they had the broken bathroom. Well, they had the same broken bathroom on the way back.
No.
Yeah. And we sat on the charter for an hour while they tried to find some sort of something so that we could get going. And then they came on and they said, oh, I think we're going to finally get to go. And I said, I got to get off and go.
Use the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh.
We sat for an hour, and now you're going to have a 2.5-hour flight, and you're telling me I'm not going to be able to go?
I understand that.
And, you know, so it was...
Didn't try to fix it?
They did.
They had a day.
It was. I know. They had a whole 2 days to...
Two days
to fix the bathroom.
The
they never did.
Sitting there.
Fix the bathroom. Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then
it was... I'm going to tell you a little funny story. We landed last night. Was it last night or 2 nights ago? We landed at Brown Field.
Okay.
Why, I don't know, but we did. And it was funny because no one inside the plane knew that we were there. Except me and John Silver, the assistant coach, was sitting next to me. Because we looked out the window, and I said, boy, this doesn't look like the usual landing.
Yeah.
So John looked at his phone, and it said we were at Brown Field. So we get off the plane. We're all standing outside. And Greg Gottlieb, one of the other assistants, is talking to Stacy Terry Hudson. And Greg is, where are we? Are we like on the other side of the airport? I don't recognize this. And I said, no, we're not even at the airport. We're at Brown Field. And he's like, oh. So it's funny. Then we jumped on the bus. The charter lands. The bus comes out to the tarmac.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. You walk over to the bus. We sit down on the bus, and we start driving away. And we're like, where's our luggage? It takes time for the luggage to come from the plane to be walked over to the bus. And all of us were like, that's too soon. Like, there's no way they could have put the luggage. Lo and behold, bus driver had to circle back around. We could put our luggage on the plane.
Oh, my God.
Or on the bus. Yeah, it was just one
Man,
of those.
This whole trip was kind of
It was cattywampus, as I
At least
say.
It was the bathroom that was broken instead of, like, you know, like
the
a
engine?
Flap or...
Yeah, the engine or the landing gear would be bad.
Yeah, something like that.
But the bathroom made
like
it...
Like a wing falling off would be pretty bad?
That'd be poor. Yeah.
It would be poor.
All right, when we come back, the good, the bad, and the ugly... assigned to each of the five playoff games that were played over the weekend, along with some highlights. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I don't know what it is, but... I mean, it's no secret if you watch the YouTube chat that, we know, we eat a little food from time to time during the breaks.
Not me.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do, too. You will get your salad, like, at 5 o'clock a lot of times. I've seen you. Anyway, but it never fails that if I take a bite of my sports bar, then the music starts playing and the show's back.
And then your voice goes.
And then my voice goes.
I'm ready for that to happen next.
It could. It could. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, SpirosCuisine.com. Thank you, Tony. He'll be back tomorrow. Gwen and Chris today for another hour. We just saw Scraby's guy, Kevin O'Connell, come walking into the facility down in Glendale, Arizona.
He looked at the TV through me and he said,
looks confident.
Scrabe, this one's for you, bro.
The thing that's funny is you keep talking like you're best buddies with him. I actually worked with a guy for like 2 years. He was our sideline reporter when Ted and I did the Aztec games.
I played football with him for 4.
Yeah, but you never talked to him.
Are you kidding me?
You never spoke to
the guy. We were born on the same day of the same year. All Greatness right. was born on May 25th, 1985.
Got you.
Thank you.
All right, let's check traffic, and then I'm looking forward to this. The good, the bad, and the ugly assigned to every one of the 5 playoff games this weekend. All right, here we go. The NFL Wild Card Weekend, broken down the way only we can do it. Start with the first game. Chargers charging into Houston to take on the Texans. Well, the good? I went with Nico Collins here. He broke the game open. Like, it was a defensive stalemate for the first 20, 25 minutes. It was 6-0. Nobody was doing anything. And then he finally broke free on a couple of passes. Next thing you knew, he was in the end zone, and the Texans had the lead.
Stroud looking, throwing over the middle. Hits Nico. Across the goal line he goes. Touchdown, Houston! The Texans tie the game and can take the lead with the extra point.
They did take the lead, and they never looked back. Nico Collins, 7 catches, 122 yards. And, you know, we talked about it. The Texans just dominated the game from that point on. The bad? Got to go with this guy.
Herbert looking, firing left side, and intercepted. Murray across the 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, pick 6.
Yeah, Justin Herbert picked a bad day to have it. Yeah, not a good call for a pick 6 there. Justin Herbert picked a bad day for a bad day. For more than he threw all season. That's incredible. He threw 3 in the regular year. And I know people think he choked. He didn't. He had a bad day. He threw the ball a little high on that one. McConkey couldn't quite get it. He threw the other one a little wide. The tight end couldn't get it. It got picked off. All I'm going to say about Justin Herbert is I really like this guy as a quarterback, but he is put on too high of a pedestal for what he's accomplished. I mean, you got to wait till he wins a couple of playoff games until you put him in the rarefied air, and I think people always want to put him there, and he's not quite there yet.
I agree that he's not quite there yet because he has to win. You're right. But, I mean, the guy had a pretty flawless regular season. And I'm not saying that you're wrong, but, like, there are so many of those national talking heads that say he's a bad quarterback.
People have given up on him just like that.
I don't understand.
After one bad game, now Justin Herbert's the worst.
But doesn't Justin Herbert and Tua have the same amount of playoff wins?
Yes.
Zero.
Correct. All right, the ugly.
Which I bring up Tua because they're forever linked.
Right, the Dolphins had their choice.
Yes, between Tua or Herbert.
Yeah. The ugly from the Charger-Texans game was simply watching the Chargers choke again. From whether San Diego, there you go, San Diego, Los Angeles, they can't get it right. I mean, you go all the way back to the Patriot game back in the day, the two Jets losses 2 years ago at Jacksonville. I mean, this is kind of the norm for the Chargers. And we all said before the game that this year they're not going to Charger because of Jim Harbaugh. He's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Guess what?
He's not.
He's not. At least he wasn't on Saturday.
Still got Dino in charge.
Dino's still looking down from above.
I got to say, this did bother me a lot.
Okay.
The coverage of, how do I put this without seeming like a hater? The coverage that they gave the LA Chargers about the fires, like, and the connection they made, and Dean wearing the LAFD hat, it did bother me.
Thought that was a little staged.
Thank you, Chris. That's okay. The word I'm looking for. I'm not saying that it's insensitive or it's not meant. They're not meaning it to be, like, whatever. You said it right. Staged.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. We got to at least take a nod in the direction of these fire victims, though, no matter what.
No, of course. Of course. Of course. I'm not saying anything about the people that passed away, but the team itself, like, they only donated, and I say only, they donated $200,000. You know what the Texans donated? $1 million. How does the team in the town that the fires are affecting not donate as much as a team from Houston?
Because a team in the town is owned by a cheapskate.
Okay, good point.
All right, on to Saturday night's game. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And I was the one who gave Pittsburgh a shot here. I thought the familiarity, the fact that they've always contained Lamar Jackson, and maybe the Steelers would get something going, but it just did not happen. The Ravens completely dominated, and the good was their running game. 299 yards on the ground in a playoff game, please. And then when they didn't have that, Lamar went to the air.
Deep, deep drop. Jackson surveys. Jackson fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, they got it going right away. And the Steelers just were really never in the game. I am such a Mike Tomlin fan that I, you know, was hoping to have some ammunition. But I don't have any after that game. But he wasn't the bad. The bad was the offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith. I don't know why you hired this guy in the first place. He wasn't effective as a head coach. The first half, Pittsburgh Steelers, 49 yards and 2 first downs. Baltimore had 19 first downs. No wonder their defense fell apart as the game went on. They never even got the rest. You've got to do something.
Yeah.
You have to do something in a playoff game, please. It was awful.
You do. That was pretty bad. And like you said, why did you hire Arthur Smith?
I don't get it. That was Mike Tomlin's mistake. And in the ugly category, it's the Steeler fans as they form that circle and close in around Mike Tomlin, hoping for his demise.
I mean, they did lose 5 straight to end the year.
They did. And they've lost 6 straight playoff games going back 10 years now. So those who hate Tomlin in Pittsburgh, I'll say this. You got a ton more ammunition the other night. I don't agree with you. I still like him, but I don't have a leg to stand on at the moment.
Sometimes a change in scenery is needed.
That can happen.
And Mike Tomlin, right. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I think he is a good coach. I love his motivational factors.
Maybe they need to move on.
Maybe they need to move on.
We'll see.
You know what they could do? They could promote Arthur Smith to head coach.
That would be really smart. Yes. Okay, on to Sunday we go. In Buffalo, the Bills 31, the Broncos 7. The game turned on one magical play in the third quarter. It was fourth down, and they were on the 24-yard line, something like that. And Buffalo was fourth down. If Denver stops them, they get the ball back trailing by only 6. And it looked like they had Josh Allen dead to rights. And as he does so many times, he got away. And then he threw the ball to just an area. And Ty Johnson, who I don't even know anyone's ever heard of,
he's like a backup
sliding,
of a backup.
Yeah, came sliding in from nowhere. He didn't really keep his feet down. He got them up in the air so that they didn't touch the out of bounds.
That was incredible.
Ridiculous. Here's what it was.
Big play here. Trying to go up top for it.
He wants to run for it, Jim. He wants to just go get it with his legs. He's trying to find
the opening. It wasn't there, so now he's got to throw it deep to the end zone. And was that caught? Yes! Ty Johnson scrapes it off the ground, above the ground for the touchdown.
Now, yeah. How do you feel about guys asking you questions on TV?
TV's a little different because I can at least see what's happening. Okay. Yeah, they got the two-point conversion. Now it's 21-7, and Buffalo was on its way. That's the kind of thing that Josh Allen can do. That was the good. The bad is, I don't mean to be critical of Sean Payton, but you start the game with a bomb, then you follow that up with a fake punt. You're playing loose. You're taking chances. And then they didn't do any of that the rest of the game. It was clear if you watched it, Denver's not as good as Buffalo. They're just not yet. It's okay. But if you're not as good, keep trying stuff. And they interviewed Sean Payton at halftime, and he said, we made a bunch of adjustments. We're going to get their running game under control. Didn't work. They didn't make any adjustments. Most playoff teams go on the road that are young teams, and they're way too conservative. At least Denver came out aggressive. I think it was bad that they did not stay aggressive.
I do like Bo Nix, though. I think he can do some things.
He might do some things. Yeah. You're absolutely right, although he missed some throws.
He did.
As a lot of young quarterbacks do. Ugly, very simple. The Broncos' orange pants.
Oof.
It's your first playoff appearance in 10 years. Denver looked like a bunch of clowns out there. They just did. If you haven't seen a photo or watched that game, check out those pants. Come on.
It's like neon orange. It's not even
orange.
Even
my wife was aghast, and she's a Bronco fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, sticks up for them being from Denver. But she was like, oh, my goodness. What are we doing?
That was an interesting choice.
Yeah. All right. On to the Sunday afternoon game. Philadelphia takes out Green Bay 22-10. The good from this game, I thought, was the toughness of the Philadelphia Eagles. It was exemplified on this 24-yard touchdown reception by Dallas Goedert.
Throwing here, quick throw near side. Good adjustment and a catch by Goddard, who runs over his man, still on his feet, and he scores! What a play by Dallas Goedert!
Yeah, the poor guy that he toyed with was cornerback Carrington Valentine, and he just abused him as he ran down the sidelines. But I don't even think that was as tough as quarterback Jalen Hurts. I got to give him a lot of credit. Coming off a concussion, I thought there's no way he's running the ball at all. Well, he ran it six times. He gained 36 important yards. He also converted a tush push, which I didn't think they would do either.
True.
Jalen Hurts is a tough son of a gun.
He
and
is.
It showed for Philadelphia yesterday. The bad. Sorry, all you gamblers out there. Saquon Barkley breaks into the open for a touchdown in the final minute of the game. Everybody in the country bet on him for an anytime touchdown, and he lies down on the field short of the end zone.
I knew he was going to do it.
Of course he's going to do it. He's got to do what he's got, you know, to wrap the game up.
Exactly.
And if you, you know, you bet on this stuff, you take that in your own hands. Saquon Barkley pulls the rug right out from underneath all those bettors. No touchdown.
Yeah, if you're heading into the final minute of the game, I think your bet's pretty much wrapped up.
Yeah, yeah. The ugly goes to my best friend from ESPN Plus that I pay good money to read, Bill Barnwell, who picked the Packers to go to the Super Bowl.
That was bold.
That was bold. They hardly looked the part, right, in the ball game yesterday. Jordan Love didn't start either.
Love going to take a shot, going deep down the far side, and intercepted. Darius Slay, stride for stride, picks it off.
He threw three, so he was contending with Justin Herbert for weekend honors. Anyway, it was not a great day for the Packers. The injuries also piled up on them, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
Seemed like after every play, one of their guys was being dragged off the field.
No, it's true. It's true. And they all looked like serious injuries, too.
And this may sound like I'm a Jaden Reed guy because I had him on my fan, but they ought to get the ball to that guy way more. Don't you think? He's electric.
I do think that.
They
but
don't give him the ball very much.
That's what tells me maybe he's not as good as we think he is.
I don't know. I just watch what I see.
He does look great, and then there's games where he doesn't even touch the ball.
I know. I don't agree with that. Anyway, Philadelphia moves on. And then the night game last night, the Washington Commanders win their first playoff game as the Commanders.
Wow.
They take out Tampa Bay 23-20. The good here for me was the Hogs. And if you don't know what the Hogs is, you don't know Washington football history. But back in the 80s, when they won three Super Bowls under Joe Gibbs, they had the offensive line. They called them the Hogs. And all the fans used to dress up as pigs in the stands.
Yes.
And the Hogs used to just steamroll people, and John Riggins would run down the field. Well, the Hogs yesterday did not run the ball or create much in the run game. But I thought Jaden Daniels had all day to throw all day. They just did a really good job of keeping him clean. I think it was one sack for no yardage, which is really not even a detriment. They did a great job protecting a young quarterback and allowing him to perform under those circumstances. I thought that helped win the game for Washington.
Agree. And this is why I think Jaden Daniels is... Okay, here's the argument I had with my friend yesterday. I said that Jaden Daniels on the Bears, same quarterback.
As Caleb Williams?
No, as himself.
Oh, as himself.
Yeah.
So you think he would have turned the Bears around?
That good.
He's pretty good.
I mean, he looks like a vet. He plays like a vet.
Yeah.
And he makes plays that other guys just can't do it.
They win games. That leads me right to the bad. The bad is my notion, Chris Ello's notion, that rookie quarterbacks can't win playoff games. Jaden Daniels won one. It's the third year in a row now that a rookie quarterback has won in the playoffs. And I didn't think Jaden Daniels was good. He was great. And he was poised. He stood in there, and he waited. And he waited for guys. Now, the offensive line, again, gave him the time. But when he had to scramble a little bit, he did. He created more plays. And he hits a third down and goal touchdown from the 10. And then he hit this big one on 4th and 2. Terry McLaurin doesn't hurt matters, by the way. He's a pretty good receiver. But Jaden Daniels, and then he made the clinching play on that scramble, shook off a tackle, got the first down. He's beyond his years. There's no question. And he doesn't look rattled at all, right?
Never.
Just calm in there. Really impressed.
Never. Even when he gets his face ripped open, I did think it was... I did think it was funny when Chris Collinsworth was like, really? We're showing the cut on his face? Like, all those guys
gotta make it more dramatic.
Have cuts all over them.
Yeah. All right, the ugly in this game, what else would it be? Zane Gonzalez's ugliest of all time game-winning 37-yard field goal that doinked off the post to win it for Washington. But even better than that was this call from the Commanders radio network.
Zane Gonzalez looking to send Washington into the divisional round. Snap good, hold down, kick on.
And Zane Gonzalez kicks in the door and kicks us into the Super Bowl.
He got so excited he said Super Bowl.
He was really fired up. The color guy.
It's London Fletcher.
That's London
Fletcher?
Yeah,
that's London Fletcher.
What, what we couldn't see there was when the play-by-play guy was describing the field goal, London Fletcher was
like,
punching the air. He was so excited. The only thing the guy didn't say on that call was that the ball doinked off the goalpost, which was kind of important.
It's very important,
to
actually.
To that call. But
it's actually... It can't be the cardiac Commanders.
Doesn't
you can't
right.
use it.
Don't like it.
You can't do it.
Too
the
many
comeback
teams have
Commanders.
Been,
come
too
on.
Many teams have been that before.
The cardiac Cats is the only one that's acceptable to me.
Cardiac Cardinals were the first. Don Coryell back in the 70s. They called them the Cardiac Cards.
Well, cardiac cannot be used anymore. It's
I agree.
Used.
Agreed. All right. Chris versus the fans is next. 833-288-0973. Let's play. And you got to play if you want to win. It's next.